The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Great company,
great laughs,
and the music you love. Today FM.
It all happens here.
There's a new show starting at 10 o'clock on RTE1, and it's called Angela Scanlon's Ask Me Anything. A new chat show kicking off tomorrow night at 10, and Angela's on the line to tell me all about it. Angela, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Ian. I listened to you. Well, my husband has you on. He's up earlier than me usually and has you on, blaring in the kitchen every day.
Excellent. Excellent. A man of great taste, obviously, for a number of reasons, you know. So listen, tell us about the show. What's it? When you say ask me anything, is it like anything?
Is it anything? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there, you know, there's some topics that we don't go into because it's an entertainment show. But yeah, it's kind of, we can ask anything. And thankfully, guests have kind of agreed to that. So it's a, you know, it's a chat that goes in loads of different directions rather than a, what are you up to last week? What's coming up for you? Kind of thing.
Yeah. Have you got standard? Are there, you know? Have you got a bundle of questions? And you know, like, what's your favorite this? What's your favorite that? Or what was the first time that happened to you? No,
nothing standard. No rapid fire buzzer round. Although I feel like we may have missed a trick. I think it depends on the guest. So they're completely tailored to the guest, and we do a bit of digging around, actually, and then base the interview around that. So,
and is there is there an audience there?
There is an audience, thank God.
Yeah,
because there was kind of conversations around bringing it back earlier in the year when things slightly loosened up at a point. Yeah. But yeah, the sense of it having a live audience was really important. So we're still at kind of half capacity. Yeah. I know the Late Late are going back to 100 today. We've been recording at around the 44 mark,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
And it's been lovely, actually, because audiences are so enthusiastic about being out.
I know.
Houses and doing something live, all seated, obviously. So they're
a little bit like, you know, the way horses, when they're locked up for the winter or whatever, and they're let out into the field and they go prancing around. That's what the audiences are like now.
Yeah, and their coats are shiny and delicious. You just want to rub them, but you can't.
Very good. And listen, you've got tonight now, you've got Chris O'Dea. This is a great lineup. Chris O'Dea,
yeah, tomorrow night. What day is it?
Like, today is Friday, yeah. Line of Duty's Martin Compston and Sharon Corr, tomorrow night's guest.
And Sharon Corr. So, I don't know if you watch Line of Duty, but Martin is Steve Arnott, who's the, dude in the waistcoat. And he's absolutely brilliant, married to an Irish-American woman from down the road from me. She was in with some of her family, and I was like, oh, no, they didn't have to get a hotel for Martin. He's staying in Meath. I was like, where in Meath? De Mullen.
All right, so down the road.
He's like properly in the locale.
Yeah.
And and Chris O'Dowd was in. We had a great chat. And Sharon Corr,
who's
back from Madrid. Just wonderfully open, kind of honest. Brilliant.
Very good.
She's amazing, yeah.
So tomorrow, 10 o'clock, RTE1, everybody can watch it, and then on the RTE player if they wish as well. The other things you're doing, you've got your podcast, Angela Scanlon's Thanks a Million, all about gratitude. How's that going? Well, good?
That's going well, yeah. So we've just wrapped our fourth series on it. So Catherine Ryan was the last guest,
which went out
on Tuesday. Yeah. She's brilliant, and we had Ruby Wax and Joe Brand and Joe Lysett, like lots of, really, really good names. Ashton B is in there as well. It started before lockdown, but I think maybe lockdown focused people's minds on that kind of subject a little bit more. I mean, I've been into it for a long time, but the kind of sense of focusing on what you have and what you can do rather than what you can't do. And so just really looking at people's lives through a number of different stories and big kind of thank you moments for them, thanks that got away, or, you know, the thank you next. So a chapter that they might be very happy to see the back of. So it's been really fun to do.
And listen, Angela, you also mentioned that you are pregnant with baby number 2 due next spring. Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. So we're having a second one, and
so another reason why your husband is dancing in the kitchen there now. Tell you.
Yeah, you want to think about that? It's all good.
Yeah,
so I'm halfway cooked, And finding it increasingly difficult to get into dresses for a Saturday night show, but they're listening.
Ah, you'll get there, no problem. Listen, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, yeah. Looking forward to that. We're doing a thing today on the show and right across the station, which is about breakthrough hits, as in, the top hit. So we're playing all kinds of things. So I'm going to give you the choice of Bop by Hanson, their breakthrough hit. One Day Like This by Elbow, or Rehab by Amy Winehouse. Which one would you like to hear?
Oh, that's really tough. Okay, I mean, I have to go Elbow in the middle. It's one of my favourite songs. It's one of my best friends got married to it, and it always brings me to tears. I mean, yes, do it.
Oh,
I'm
lovely.
I'm going to change to Mbop, but I'm glad you went with it.
Thanks, Angela. Great talking to you.
Thanks, you. Bye-bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.